Welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be juxtapositions. What I am going to do is play two performances by two different bands of the same tune. And then we can make interesting comparisons as to how the same tune is interpreted in various ways by different bands. Okay, the first tune that I want to play is Some of These Days. The first version will be by the original Indiana 5, and according to the latest edition of Brian Rust's jazz discography, the members of the band are Tom Morton on drums, Tony Tortomas on trumpet, Pete Pellizzi on trombone, Nick Vitalo on clarinet alto sax, Harry Ford on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo perhaps. The perhaps applies to Tony Colucci, not to the banjo, and an unknown bass saxophone added. This was recorded in May of 1927, and there is a vocal by Tom Morton. The second version I want to play is by Art Kahn and his orchestra, and this was recorded on September 5th, 1924. The composition of the band is Johnny Wolf and Frank Quartel on trumpet, an unknown trombone, Ray Kramer on clarinet or alto sax, another unknown alto sax, an unknown clarinet, Art Kahn on piano, and he's the leader, and an unknown banjo and an unknown brass bass. So let's start with the juxtapositions. Some of These Days, the original Indiana 5, in 1927, and Art Kahn and his orchestra in 1924.
Only I'll feel so lonely.
I thought I heard a kazoo in there. Well, it's not mentioned in the discography. That record, the last record, was taken from one of the great CDs by Timeless Historical. This one is entitled Early Chicago Jazz, 1923-1928, Volume 2. And in the liners, Ed Van Alden writes, when Art Kahn recorded some of these days, he had an engagement in Chicago's Senate Theater. This was more than a year before Sophie Tucker scored a hit with the same tune and made it her signature tune. Well, since I mentioned Sophie Tucker, this is a good introduction for the next recording, which is After You've Gone. This was recorded on April 11, 1927, and Sophie Tucker is accompanied by a great bunch of musicians, jazz musicians, the Mifmol's Molars, which consist of Red Nichols on trumpet, Mifmol on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sextet, Shapiro on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Joe Tardo on brass bass, and Vic Burton on drums. The next version of After You've Gone that I want to play is from December 6, 1929. It's the Coon Sanders Nighthawks with Joe Rickelson and Bob Pope on trumpet, Rex Downing on trombone, Harold Thiel and John Thiel on clarinet and alto sax, Floyd Estep on clarinet or tenor sax, Joe Sanders on piano, Russ Stout on banjo, Elmer Krebs on brass bass, and Carlton Coon on drums, and the vocal is by Joe Sanders and Carlton Coon. So let's listen then to After You've Gone. First, Sophie Tucker with the Mifmol's Little Molars in 1927, and then the Coon Sanders Nighthawks in 1929.
That you're gone away. Don't say that we must part. Don't break my aching heart. You know I loved you truly for many years. I loved you night and day. How can you leave me? Can't you see my tears? Listen while I say, after you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the bestest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away.
Thank you.
left me crying. After you've gone, there's no denying you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad. You miss the dearest little pal you ever had, 'cause there'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, you want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away.
John mentioned the Coon Sanders Nighthawks in the Vixography Forum, and I had forgotten almost about them. I like them very much, so I thought I would play at least one number in today's juxtapositions. Since I brought up the forum, the Vixography Forum, this is a good opportunity to bring in another recording that was discussed in the forum. This is Angry, recorded by the Arcadian Serenaders on October 26, 1925, with Sterling Bowes on cornet, Avery Lopozer on trombone, Cliff Holman on clarinet and alto sax, Johnny Riddick on piano, Bob Marvin on banjo, Felix Guarino on drums. That's it. This is a composition by Mecum. The question that Veniero has brought up is this cornet player in the recording of Angry by the Arcadian Serenaders Sterling Bowes, or is it possibly Bix? We know that at the time, October 1925, Frank Trumbauer Orchestra was appearing in the Arcadian in the Arcadia Ballroom with Bix, and I think on Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays they played opposite the Arcadian Serenaders, and in fact Bix and Sterling Bowes were rooming together in the Coronado Hotel. So is this Sterling Bowes, or could it be Bix showing up at the recording session there and taking that cornet? The second version of Angry that I would like to play is by Ray Miller and his orchestra. This was recorded on January 3rd, 1929, with Muggsie Spanier on cornet, Lloyd Wallen and Jules Festhoff on trumpet, Jim Cannon, Maurice Morse, Little Smith on reeds, Paul Lyman on violin, Art Grunwald on piano, Al Cariella on piano accordion, Leo Kaplan on banjo guitar, Jules Cazar on brass bass or string bass, Bill Paley on drums, and there is a vocal there by Bob Nola. So let's listen then to Angry. First, the Arcadian Serenaders in 1925. Listen to the cornet carefully. Is it Sterling Bowes, as the liners tell us, or as Veniero asks, could it be Bix? And then the Ray Miller version from 1929. Thank you.
Dearie, please don't be angry, for I was only teasing you. I wouldn't even let you think of leaving. Don't you know our love is true? Just because I took a look at somebody else, that's no reason you should put poor me on the shelf. Dearie, please don't be angry, for I was only teasing you.
Angry features muted the obbligato by Moxie Spaniard, which is quite a Bixian also of its own. Well, since we're talking about Bixian cornets and sound, let me bring another recording with a trumpet or cornet that I think is very Dixian in sound and tone. This is a recording by the Ambassadors entitled Me and the Man in the Moon. There's a vocal by Frank Silvano, and that's all I know about the composition of this band. This was recorded on December 13, 1928, and I think there is a highly Dixian solo in there, the tone in particular. We discussed this in the forum also. I will follow that version with a version by the California Ramblers from November 15, 1928 with the Angie Ratner and Al King on trumpet, Carl Loeffler on trombone, Carl Kretsch and Harold Marcus on clarinet or alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Larry Koski on violin, Chauncey Gray on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, and Ward Loy on string bass, and Al Weber on brass bass, and Stan King on drums. So let's listen then to a couple of versions of Me and the Man in the Moon, first from 1928, The Ambassadors, and next, again from 1928, the California Ramblers.
loving hearts are all in tune. There's two lonesome people in the whole wide world. That's me and the man in the moon. When the little birds are nesting and I listen to them croon. There's two lonesome people in the whole wide world. That's me and the man in the moon. Just before I'm calling sheep, through my window he comes to feed. And with each other we're sympathizing. Looking at the happy sweethearts while they sit around and spoon. There's two lonesome people in the whole wide world. That's me and the man in the moon.
Thank you.
Well, we have been talking a lot about Bixian solos and Bixian tone. Let's bring Bix himself here. And two versions of a futuristic rhythm. First, from February 20, 1929, the Louisiana Rhythm Kings, with Red Nichols on cornet, Glenn Miller on trombone, Dudley Fosdick on mellophone, Fud Livingston on clarinet or tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano, and Big Burton on drums. And we'll follow that with the March 9, 1929 version by Frank Krumbauer and his orchestra, with Frank on C melody or alto sax, Bix on cornet, Andy Sechrist also on cornet, Bill Rank on trombone, Chester Hazlett on alto sax, Irving Itzy Friedman on clarinet or tenor sax, Min Liebrook on bass saxophone, Matty Malnick on violin, Lenny Hayton on piano, Snoozer Quinn on guitar, Stan King on drums. So let's listen then to two versions of futuristic rhythm. First, Louisiana Rhythm Kings, and then Frank Krumbauer and his orchestra, both in 1929. Thank you.
up, never on a beat. Any near drum in my eardrum blows me off my seat. You're the unexpected, disconnected time. Let me drink in sleep and think in futuristic rhyme. Must you blow that bum boom bum, not that all night through? When you know that da da dee doo bum bum makes me goofy. Futuristic rhythm, dance until I drop. Ever higher, I'm a fire, don't you ever stop.
This brings to an end the section on juxtapositions. I may do another program focusing on juxtapositions in a couple of weeks. Now for the modern musicians, I want to turn to the Bohonks Saxophone Sextet. And the selection that I want to play from this CD is Always in All Ways. This was arranged by Merle Johnston, and it was transcribed here by Robert Vinn in 1997. And there are four saxophones in here. The first alto is Ronald Jensen Heitschmager. The second alto is Robert Vinn. Tenor saxophone is Frank Timpo. And the baritone saxophone is David Webb Silber. And this was recorded live at Vintage 71 Studios on June 11, 1998, and the mastering and editing was done on June 11 and 12, 1998. So let's listen then to the Bohonks Saxophone Sextet in 1998, playing Always in All Ways. lovely stuff. I like it very, very much. It's almost like sometimes the saxophone is talking to you. Well, let's get back to Bix now.
Station of the Mixography website for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Hayes saying, through his music, Bix is alive.